Right there. You're just talking to
him. Oh. They prepare food in the skins. And then they put them in the permafrost. And when you dig them out, they're just like fresh meat. And when my father took us somewhere, they put the sea law. They made sea law in big bulks. And then they put sura into the coke. And then when they goes and gets some in the winter time, it's the blubber. And then it's soft. And then the sura makes the blubber taste sweet, or the blubber has the flavor of sura. And then they prepare all, fill that poke with sura, and it don't spoil it all that time when it stays underground. And the old people long ago knew a lot of ways of take care of their food. They used pokes. They used those for preparation for berries or putting anything to save for the winter use. So we should all talk, tell our children how to prepare our food and putting them away. It's the vessel's turn.
A big sugar glass thing goop, okay, ma?
What was right after your, Mr. Luxurra, when my brother go home, I can't wait to eat, I'll be in there.
Stop it.
She didn't hear it either because they were not up to it at that time.
Duck is a bone, sakeg buried. Esther is going to tell about ptarmigan. When my mother put a snare in the morning, she always prepared before we go out. And they would cross the river to the willows. They would check the snares, and they used a little sled. They would check all the snares and fill their sled. After that, they'd go on home. At that time, it was really, they weren't very well because they had just had their mother. And one time, there were lots of ptarmigans in the spring. bring. They filled up their sled. They must have had about 300 tons. And then their mother started scolding them why they didn't hurry home. And their mother says, "We could have gone to church, but you could just tarried along the way." Here they had. She'd fill up something and put the tongs. In the spring, when they're laying eggs, they always hide. So all the time they would snare ptarmigans. That was their only food. They were very poor. And that was what they lived on because they had lost their father a long time ago. Another story she's gonna tell. Long time ago in the summertime, there were a lot of people, and there were two brothers. When everybody left away, the man would take his sister to go hunting. He would take her up in the mountains in the summer, and then when it's fall time, getting cold, he would see the big sick bucks. I think they're called marmots. And then he would plug the holes with the big rocks. And then they would go home. And then they would go back to their village. And then, after they stay there all winter, in the spring, he would go check his sick bucks taking his sister. And then they would check those sick that holes. They only had three dogs. And then they would go up when the days got longer, way up in the mountains. Well, those were the ones that they had plugged up with rocks. And then they would dig them out. And then he would dig in the hole and he dug out about 25 sick bucks. And after they rested, they went back home. And then he'd tell his sister. And when they bring the sick bucks and lay them down on the back side. And then he would tell his sister, And if one made a sound, he said to go hit it with a head. And then one six o'clock make a noise, the sister would hit them over the head. And then they would skin them and put them away, or dried them. And then they would go back up there. And then he would do the same thing. And then he pulled secret books again. So I guess he pulls out the hibernated secret books. And then when they start thawing out, that's when they make the noise, and his sister would hit them over the head and kill them. And then they prepared, they had enough meat from all those Siksik books that they had gotten. That's it.
Okay. Very good.
Siksik book story. As a child, and I was just like an orphan girl. I was raised with my grandmother that was blind, and I was raised like so when I was small, my grandma raised me because my older sister, she don't want me around. My older sister don't want me around her. She don't like it. So they let me live with grandma. I remember I used to grab my blind grandma when people tell us to go eat. And I never know how to play out with the other children because I stay with my blind grandma. I was raised that way, living among the old people. Whenever a hunter gets a game, the first thing they do is go get the old people, first thing, for their share. And the other times they go way up and attack the hunter boo. Like what Della was saying, the caribou make good cock. It's nice and soft. And when they go home from trapping, whoever come home from hunting, they invite all the old people in one house. They have a big meal, like a feast. That was how I was raised when I was little. And in springtime, we can't stay in the village. When we have school, they always take me. They never let me finish school. We always take me for camps. to Ipoh, in Ipoh, to bring us to camps from the coast. They need no skin boots, and then could go by the coast, go to Katsibu. When you travel, we have a mat full of seal rope and atlocks. Lots of seal rope. Sometimes it's smelly because they're fresh from being utichak. And when we finally reach Katsibu, we have to go back to the village. When the wind is going up the river, the wind helps go up the river. And when there's no wind, they let the dogs drag us up through the beach. And when we go to that swift current, when the wind pick up again, especially up where there's swift current, they put our sails up again, and sometimes we should always go fast, like we got motor in the boat, the sail takes us up there. We always go up the river early, and when we reach Nutak, the men get to the after we, they take us home to my house, pack up their packs, dogs, make packs up for them, and then go up North Slope area in the fall time. And so we go together in tribes, travel. And sometimes, all fall time, they always stay at the river. They prepare the food out there and put it away any way they can and save everything. Sometimes they stay for months. And the ones that are still home, our grandparents, our mothers, and human folks. We have nets set in the fall time. They always make us work and make fish nets and put away fish for winter. So it's translating. The boys got to go to the mess. The boys got to go to the mess. Okay. And so, Leela says in the fall time, she, I'm translating what she's saying. The women help us, make them help us dry some fish in the fall time and put away fish for winter, and the men are way up the river for several months. When the ice form, our grandmothers take us up the rivers and we put fish traps under the thin ice, and then we get these mud sharks. And right now I always wish I could have some taluyak tak, means fish trap. It's, you make a bridge over that river, thin river, a shallow river, and then put your taluyak there. So even now I wish for Taloyak Tak fish, because we don't do those things anymore these days, especially when I'm old like this. That's how I was raised. And in the springtime, the men start to get their wood weapons ready. They carve and make kayaks, frames, and dry them out in the sun. They get ready before the snow go away. Because every spring we go down to the coast from Nootak, several miles down to the coast. Before we go, they dry them up, the wood, and take them down the coast with them. And then down there they will start to make frame for their kayaks and boats. And and this is how I was raised at Nootak. When it started to be springtime, almost springtime, my dad used to look for funny rivers, funny little sloughs up Nootak. And so my father would go out and look for funny little sloughs, and then he put dam with willows. And so that in the river there's that aki they call, where the fish always go. He make a dam, and sure enough later on he always used to get lots of fish from that Taloyak after he set a dam. And that aki is just like shaped like a V shape, and then he put a dam there with willows and trees, and then right here he set his fish trap, and he can get all the fish he wants, maybe sled loads at a time. Lila Mitchell. And so so when we're down the coast, they haul that fish down. Man, that's the best grub you can eat down the coast, because we don't fish down the coast. They only hunt seal. Even the salmon, the green salmon, we take it down. We put them in the snow and cover them with caribou skins. Keep them covered real good. Salmon and fish, we always have good food when we go down the coast, because we get ready in the village before we go. That's how I was raised. I was poor and raised with an old lady that's blind. I never changed clothes when I was young, just what I wear. And if they get dirty, I used to take them off and wash them, and I wait for them to dry and put them on again. That's how I was raised. I wasn't raised expensive or rich. So this is all I will say for now. My name is Lila Mitchell. Meet Lila Mitchell. Now Lily Oktelik from Point Hope. I'll try to talk short. Thank you. When I was growing up in Point Hope, in the fall time, they always take us up. And my mom used to try to store away food. She'd dig up the sand and put grass around the sand. And the grayling, that what we always used to fish fall time up that river that's in Point Hope. And we put them away inside the sand grass around and cover them up. Sometimes the skin can peel off. That's how we ate them raw. There was so many of us in the family. And we didn't have very much food sometimes, like white man's food. That's why when they talk about in white man's food, I don't know some of the names to them. Sometime when we go down for whaling, we always stay with other people's families because we were so poor. But in those days, the heresy was very valuable to everybody. They use it for anything, even the feet counted of a hair seal. In the summer when they get lots of seal, they always dig up this rocky part, gravel, and put away the feet of seal and eat it, something like oatmeal. They store that whole seal in the gravel, and then later on they get it. The liver is nice and sweet. Yeah. And in the fall time, they get ubruk and tie it up to the meat, the skin to the meat, and they tie it up and put in a sirloin. That's real good food. Those okay, the crowbills, when we get them, sometimes we skin them and put them on our feet. They always dry while we wear them. We just put them on their feet and wear them for socks. Crowbills. This was a group session. The general is better. I didn't think it would be that good. And in the springtime, when we're going to go up the river for camps, they always prepare from a black whale, the part of the whale called Abatakpayak, for their takok, for their grub to take along. Because from fall time till spring time we always stay up the river till it's time to go whaling. This is all I will say for now.